Well, Nationals released a list of the first regulations it will scrap if elected, and the government's proposed rental law changes is in the firing line. The party's leader, Simon Bridges, has vowed to do away with two regulations for every new one introduced, what he's calling a bonfire of regulations. The new heating standards for rentals would be axed, as would plans to limit rent rises to just once every 12 months. With us now, Simon Bridges, the leader of the National Party on the line. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Bonfire of the regulations, is this what people want to hear as the country and indeed the world faces coronavirus?
I think they do want to see a strong economic plan, and this is but one part of it. We brought it forward. It hasn't changed particularly because I think it was required before COVID-19, given strongly slowing growth and a lack of business confidence. But I do think in light of COVID-19, look, people want to see, whether it's small businesses or households struggling with cost, that there's light at the end of the tunnel and that there is a confidence sense of a plan. And so this is the first, not the most significant, but the first part of that, the bonfire of the regulations, if you like.
But you don't think that it gives you a bit of a tin ear, considering
no.
Also it's just months since Whakaari, White Island, erupted?
No, I'm not sure what you're getting at.
Well, it's about health and safety, isn't it?
Well, I think we're not throwing the baby out with the bathwater. We just want a common sense test. And, you know, if you think about scaffolding, for example, on houses, single story houses, it adds many thousands. It's not clear that the benefit outweighs the cost there.
And well, just hang on a minute about single story houses. Interesting you raised that. How many metres off the ground are they?
Well, the reality is, well,
if someone was to fall off the roof,
if you're talking
they would
about
fall, what, 6-7 metres off a single-storey house?
If you're talking about affordable housing, whether it's another part of the plan, repealing and replacing the RMA, whether it's the health and safety common sense test in law to have a cultural change, whether it's the bonfire, the regulations, having two out for every one, which is really, again, about that culture change and imposing some discipline on government. Look, you can have your views. We all can. But I suppose at the end of this, people are left with a choice. You've got Labor, Greens, New Zealand First to see the answer to most problems being more regulation and red tape. And I think a view that we have, well, we want a more free society fundamentally, where people can wake up in the morning, go about their business, go about their household issues, and they don't need a tax accountant, an employment lawyer, a health and safety consultant, and many others, by the way, on speed dial.
How many of these regulations are ones that National introduced, for example, some of the ones that you stood by when you were the Minister of Labour?
Well, some of them maybe.
Yeah, because didn't you say then that they needed toughening up to prevent another Pike River?
Well, the intent of the health and safety law is absolutely right. I think the fundamental point is in the implementation of it, in the culture and WorkSafe in New Zealand. You know, we're saying, can we have a bit more common sense, please? And don't ask us. I could name many builders.
What does common sense mean, though? Doesn't that mean what number 8 wire mentality? And doesn't that potentially lead to injuries?
No, I think what it means is, in law, you know, you talk about reasonableness. Legal tests do this sort of thing all the time. And ultimately, I suppose what it's getting at, which is, again, what I mentioned to you in relation to the scaffolding issue, is does the benefit of this clearly outweigh the cost? I think it's a helpful discipline on health and safety inspectors up that they are doing it. Look, I note that is one part. We're talking anti-money laundering, simplification, because again, the cost and the compliance to banks, real estate agents, our lawyers has been, I think, far too much for the clear purpose that we're trying to achieve there.
Let's talk about the scrapping of the rental regulations, Mr. Bridges, essentially eroding the quality of rentals. That would mean having colder houses being the right thing to do in your eyes if you're elected. Is that a good idea with winter and coronavirus?
The reality is, it's not been landlords that have been hurt from the raft of changes in relation to residential tenancies. And these changes that will come on, it's renters. That's a third of New Zealanders. They are paying on average $50 more a week. That's money they can't afford.
And you're saying that also that you'd axe the plans to limit rent rises so they could be hurt again and again and again?
No, I'm actually not sure what you're referring to there. I'm simply saying to you, look, actually, if you add on rules about what a landlord can and can't do about a pet, when they can have a rent review, various other controls and so on, including the ones you've mentioned, you make things a lot more complex and a lot more costly. And it's actually those at the bottom of our society that are hurt the most by these sort of changes. Now, actually, you want to talk insulation and the like? The last national government had a historic program that insulated 500,000 houses in New Zealand. We're keen on that. We brought in regulations in those areas. We're not saying no regulations at all. But I think simplifying, reducing, that to me is an important part of having a strong economy where households have more money, where small businesses can get up and go for it confident every day.
Okay,
really
let's just very quickly talk about the bipartisan response on coronavirus. This has been talked about. Are you being constructive?
Yes.
Thanks very much for your time. Simon Bridges, leader of the National Party.